You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Today we invite you to celebrate with us an important anniversary, the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sunday School. It is generally agreed that credit for the beginning of the Sunday School as a continuing institution belongs to Robert Ricks, an English businessman and editor of the Gloucester Journal. Concerned about the degraded condition of the English poor, Ricks was shocked by the vice and idleness that characterized the behavior of children, particularly on the Sabbath day. As a response, Robert Ricks and the Reverend Thomas Stock began the first Sunday school in the year 1780. Their purposes were to get the boys and girls, some of them only 6 years of age, who worked 6 days a week in sweatshops and under intolerable conditions off the streets on Sunday, to give them opportunity to learn to read and write, to lead them into the Bible, and to improve their moral conduct. Ricks hired a Mrs. Meredith, in whose Gloucester kitchen the first Sunday school meetings were held. Today, as we attempt to share with you the heritage that belongs to all of Christendom through the Sunday school, it is our privilege to present a conversation featuring Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker, and several guests, including two veteran volunteer Sunday school teachers. The musical portion of our program features a group of children from Trinity Lutheran Sunday School, Salina, Kansas, known as the Brothers and Sisters. Their first selection is an anthem, "Praise the Lord Who Reigns Above." Now here is Dr. Oswald Hoffman to introduce today's guests.
We have with us Shirley Helwig, who has taught Sunday school for 7 years and has also been engaged in Vacation Bible School for 10 years and more. And then we have Roger Zimmerman, who is an engineer for Southwestern Bell Telephone Company in the United States and is also mayor of the town of Glendale, which is a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. And with us also is Pastor Dale Griffin, who is now in charge of work of the Sunday School and Vacation Bible School and related types of education within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the United States of America. Shirley, whatever in the world got you interested in teaching children in the Sunday school?
Well, I think the first thing was I was asked. And I don't think I would have volunteered on my own, but I felt as though that there was a need to tell children about Jesus and that I really wanted to witness my faith to others. And so I said yes.
Well, what gave you that urge to witness to your faith in Christ?
I guess it was my Sunday school experiences in the past.
You mean you went to Sunday school?
Oh, yes. From the time I was 3 years old, I've always gone to Sunday school.
Did you like going to Sunday school?
Oh, yes. It was always fun.
And Roger, how did you get started in this work?
Well, I guess the same way that Shirley did. I was asked, and since I did not go to a parochial school, I knew that there was a need to teach the kids in a church that did not have a parochial school.
Both of you had a common experience in that you were asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that I've noticed is necessary in the work of the church throughout the world, that people are asked. Haven't you noticed that, too?
Yes, very much so. No one will come up and say, I will do this. Sometimes I think it's embarrassing to do it. If you're asked, yes, I'll do it. But it takes someone to ask.
Well, and the kind of people you want, too, are the ones you would like to ask to do this. Sometimes those who think they have the qualifications don't always have them. But others can notice that you have this ability to get across to young people and to children. But it is important that people be asked. That's true of almost everything, isn't it? People enjoy being asked. What were you doing, Shirley, when you were asked?
I had a small child at home, and they asked me to teach. When my daughter was almost ready for Sunday school, I said, when she is ready, I will teach, but not her class. I would rather start with someone else. So I taught for a year then, and then I had a little boy, so I was off for about a year, and then I went back and taught six more in second grade.
Well, there are tens of thousands of people like you and hundreds of thousands of children who benefit from what you are doing. And I would imagine Robert Riggs never knew what he was starting 200 years ago when he started a Sunday school in the kitchen of Mrs. Meredith.
You are listening to a conversation between Dr. Oswald Hoffman and several guests in connection with the observance of the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sunday School. Our program will continue in a few moments. But first, we should like to tell you that as a memento of this program, you may have a free and postpaid copy of a handy little prayer booklet written especially for us by Dr. Hoffman titled, Lord, I Pray to You. This booklet was prepared by Dr. Hoffman in recognition of the 50th anniversary of the first Lutheran Hour broadcast and also in recognition of his completing 25 years as Lutheran Hour speaker. Lord, I Pray to You includes a number of prayers for a variety of situations and occasions. Write for your free booklet today, and please address your letter of request to this program, the Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. And now we return to Dr. Oswald Hoffman and his conversation with Mrs. Shirley Helwig, a veteran volunteer Sunday school teacher, Mr. Roger Zimmerman, also a veteran volunteer Sunday school and Bible class teacher, and the Reverend Dale Griffin, who was engaged in Sunday school work for many years as a parish pastor and is now in charge of the work of Sunday schools, vacation Bible schools, and related forms of education for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. As our conversation continues, Dr. Hoffman is about to address a question to Pastor Griffin.
Dale, tell us a little bit how this whole thing started out.
Robert Rakes began this Sunday school in the kitchen to teach these children reading and writing, and also Christian faith and morality from reading the Bible. So this was really the school for these people in England.
It's often been the history of the Christian movement in many countries of the world where people were taught to read because they wanted to read the Bible in their own language. It's interesting that that happened just as well in the English-speaking world as it has done in other languages of the world. Do you think the Sunday school is out of date today after 200 years?
No, not as long as their children. It's never going to be out of date. Because there's always new little ones to tell the good news of God's grace to.
I don't think it'll ever stop. As long as people have children and are interested in their Christian upbringing, there'll always be a Sunday school.
How about children and parents who don't go to church?
Well, that's interesting because we do have a number of people in our church who came into the church through their children. And the ability for children to be missionaries is something to behold. The child comes to church through a friend who is in Sunday school. And after a number of years, even to the point of going through confirmation, mother and dad follow and come to confirmation and see what has happened to their child. And isn't long, we have new members who the children bring into the church, which I think is quite a missionary accomplishment through Sunday school.
May I say something about that? I found that often parents will come to Sunday school just through the children. And one reason I got interested in Sunday school work as a pastor is because very early in my ministry, I found that that was the greatest entree into homes. People wanted the best for their children. They wanted their children to learn what is right, what is good, and what is true. So they were looking for a good Sunday school. That was a challenge to us to have the very best Sunday school possible for these parents who were concerned about their children. And as their children became interested, they also became interested.
Did you have particular associations, Shirley, with a particular age group of children?
I said I would prefer the younger ones. I worked first with third grade, and then the later ones were with the second grade. I felt for a while that I could relate better to ones the same ages as my children, not much older. But I've enjoyed all the second graders come through. They're all the same. You hear the same jokes every year.
Well, that's been the experience of students throughout the ages, even of college teachers. They tell the same stories every year. Have you had that same experience that Roger is talking about, that children very often influence their parents, even at that young age?
Yes, that the parents, some will drop them off, but some will start coming for special programs that they have at Sunday school. On rally day in church, they will come to that. They will come to the Christmas Eve program. Then pretty soon they'll start attending Bible class, maybe while the child is in Sunday school.
How do you think children influence their parents because of their Sunday school experience?
The parent has to think there's something good to what their child is going to if they will get out of bed on Sunday morning and get dressed and come to Sunday school. There has to be something there drawing the child that has a good effect upon them. I also believe that during the week, as the child starts talking about what they had learned in Sunday school, it's that point of the Holy Spirit dropping the word and the parents picking it up and carrying it on from there.
Our conversation between Dr. Oswald Huffman and his special guests, who are helping us to observe the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sunday school, will continue following another selection by the brothers and sisters. This time our choristers offer a Swedish folk melody, Rejoice, All Ye Believers.
Pray and watch and wrestle.
witness of children has always been a particularly potent force in the life of the church. It was that from the very beginning, when the Lord said, unless you are as one of these little children, you're certainly not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And adults have always had to learn that the real quality of faith that makes it faith is that someone is putting everything into the hands of the Lord. And children have a special way, I think, of getting that across to parents. Have you noticed that in your ministry and your parishes that you've had?
I was just thinking of one specific example. We had a 3-year-old child who came from an unchurched home, a beautiful child. And after a few weeks, these parents whom I had visited and who didn't seem to show any interest in our church suddenly appeared in church. Later, they told me why. This little child had been taught a table prayer in Sunday school. When she went home that day, she turned to her parents, this little darling, and asked, why don't we ever pray? And she somehow made them realize the importance of prayer and of a relationship with God through Jesus Christ in their own home. And through that little 3-year-old, those parents became some of the most active members of this congregation.
And they got something big through their child.
It was through the child.
Which is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. How often I've heard parents say that to me. If this means so much to my little boy, I've got to look into it and find out what it is that's making him talk and act this way. And that is a real witness to the real truth of the faith. Evidently, the Sunday school is not just a goody-goody institution, as some people seem to have looked upon it in times past. What do you see as the real role of the Sunday school in the lives of children and of the family, too?
Well, the Sunday school has to be an add-on to the family. Now, we're talking about some of the children who brought their parents to church. But the majority of the people who have sent their children to Sunday school, they have to also do a lot of work with the child at home. And the Sunday school is a place where you can bring the children together and learn together. Coming together is a way of helping everyone to strengthen their faith. And I think that with the children coming together, it does do something to them that enables them to also proclaim the gospel in their way among their parents and also the kids that they deal with. So the basics that you learn in Sunday school are carried out in a mission way. That's one reason that the Sunday schools won't stop, because kids will still bring kids to Sunday school.
But what are those basics that you're talking about here?
I think the main thing that it does is that it is a place where the kids get their first instruction of the love of God, not only in the things that they get daily, but a way of having strength that they can look to in their later life of being able to overcome problems or live with problems that they cannot overcome and still have something to fall back on other than just a philosophy which is meaningless. And I think that teaching them God's love especially, and that through Jesus Christ they are saved, and there is a hereafter. It's not a fairy tale. It's an actuality.
What did you try to get across to your children in Sunday school, Shirley?
Mostly God's love. And no matter what the problems are, you can always look to God for help. And the importance of prayer, that you can talk to God. It doesn't have to be in a group. You can talk to God by yourself. It doesn't have to be in church. It doesn't have to be with your parents. It can be on your own. And I guess my favorite story is one that happened with my own son. When he was about 4 or 5, we went to Florida. He was worried because there was a big storm coming, and we were on the ocean. I was picking up seashells. And he said, the storm's coming, let's leave, let's leave. And I said, why don't you pray to Jesus? And he says, pray with me. And I thought, he's about 4 or 5. I've always prayed with him. I've never had him pray by himself. And I said, why don't you pray by yourself? And I have a picture of this child walking into the Gulf of Mexico with his head down and his hands folded and this big black cloud coming. He's walking right into the water. We did not get one drop of rain.
Our conversation in commemoration of the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sunday School will continue in a few moments. But first, we hear another selection by the brothers and sisters of Trinity Lutheran Church, Salina, Kansas, singing All Praise to Thee, sung to a canon by Thomas Tallis. Conversation concerning the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sunday School continues as Pastor Dale Griffin shares some recent information with Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Shirley Helwig, and Roger Zimmerman provided by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod concerning the impact or influence of its Sunday School program.
The denomination recently made a survey and they asked the question, what difference has a Sunday School made in the life and history of your congregation? They mentioned these three things. First, it has led people to a deeper knowledge of the Bible, in which, by the power of the Holy Spirit, they have learned to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior from sin. The second advantage they found in their Sunday school is that it helped develop friendships and relationships. It bound the congregation together. And perhaps that was just as important as what they learned by the way of knowledge and understanding. And third, they found that the Sunday school attracted many people who did not know Jesus and who were drawn into the fellowship of Jesus. When they were asked, what do you expect of your Sunday school in the future? It was exactly the same three things.
The way you talk about the Sunday school, it's obvious that you treat it as one of the forces within a Christian congregation that help to contribute to the spiritual life and the deepening of that life in the hearts of people. I know of some places where the Sunday school has become almost a separate organization operating all by itself. There are places I know in the United States where that's true, and it might be true elsewhere. Now, there might be a reason for this, and that is that it's the only institution in that community which is really teaching people the truth of the Bible and the grace and the glory of God in Christ. But you see it more or less as a contributing force to help people build up in their spiritual life. First of all, the children, and then, of course, parents, and then the family all together and everything like that. You feel as if you're a part of that whole process, do you, Roger?
Oh, I do, very much so, yes.
How do you, as a superintendent of a Sunday school, keep that thing going?
It's hard. You have to keep up with the time. Kids today are much sharper, let's say, than they were, say, 15 years ago. There's more things to learn in a shorter period of time. If you can keep their interest, they'll come, they'll want to learn. If you want to lose a whole class, just sit down and start reading.
How do you keep the interest of little children, Shirley?
By trying to keep them busy doing things, playing games that have things, something to do with the lesson, drawing pictures that have something to do with the lesson, that's something that will fit in with what we're doing and keep them busy and involved in it.
They start out from where they are right now.
Right.
And then pick them up and take them there to the place where you'd like them to go. But you've got an object in all this. You've got a purpose every Sunday, not just to bring them together and entertain them. This is a really educational institution, if it's going to be a real Sunday school. Do you see it that way?
Oh, yes. The age group that I've been with has been, well, from about sixth grade through high school. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to really keep sharp, try teaching a high school group sometime. Those kids are sharp. And they have questions that they may not ask mom and dad because it may be, quote, sacrilegious, unquote, or something to them. But they'll talk about it in Sunday school.
They'll talk to you about it.
Yes, they will.
You're an engineer for Southwestern Bell. They'll talk to you about it. And those little ones will talk to you because you have a little child yourself, or you had children, and you know what you're talking about. Or they'll talk to you, Pastor Griffin, because you've had the experience of teaching children.
Yes, but I think the most important ingredient in any Sunday school is the teacher. If the teacher is sincerely interested in those people as persons, the rest will come naturally.
And there's no way to become a teacher that is so good as to teach someone else the faith, because you're the ones who really benefit in the
very
end.
Much.
Have you benefited spiritually from this?
Yes. It's so rewarding to see the children grow. And each time when I would go over the lesson, I would get something new from it, and they would add something new, and I have grown tremendously from it.
Yeah. You feel as if you've grown up, too, in the faith.
Oh, yes, very much so. As I said, Shirley has a younger group. I taught mainly the, like I said, high school. And you cannot just come out and make a statement. You have to be able to know what you're talking about, or they'll challenge you.
I have a hunch this is apostolic. This is the same problem that the apostles had to face. They had to face a tremendous wave of unbelief, first of all, and then a little bit of skepticism, even on the part of people who had come to believe that it's all true. And they kept saying to people, be like us, we've been overcome by the grace of God with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And I don't know of any other way to express that faith and show that love any better way than to help to teach children. What we need today is teachers.
For the past half hour, the International Lutheran Layman's League has been pleased to present a conversation in observance of the 200th anniversary of the founding of the Sunday School. Joining Dr. Oswald Hoffman as guests were Mrs. Shirley Helwig, mother and veteran volunteer Sunday School teacher, Mr. Roger Zimmerman, mayor of a community of suburban St. Louis, Missouri, and also a veteran Sunday School and Bible class volunteer teacher, and the Reverend Dale Griffin, who is in charge of operations for Sunday schools, vacation Bible schools, as well as related forms of education for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.